Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on role of Fasal Bima Yojana and Soil Health Card in agricultural security and productivity. The participants are Muktanand Agrawal, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, and Sandeep Das, Senior Journalist. Moderator is Lalima Nija Dang, Anchor.
In our country, it is always said that we must say Annadata Sukhi Bhava before having food, which means that God bless the farmer. Our farmer is the Annadata who toils hard to produce food that comes from quote-unquote farm to fork. So when on the 19th of February 2016, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana was launched by the Honorable Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi, the scheme came as a comprehensive shield against crop losses caused by unpredictable natural hazards. More so as our farmer and farming are highly dependent on climate. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Muktanand Agarwal and Mr. Sandeep Das. Welcome both of you to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Mr. Agarwal, how significant and successful has the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana been since its launch in 2016? And what are the salient features it entails?
The scheme has been very successful and we have completed 9 years mm-hmm. of implementation. And during these 9 years, total claims of more than 1,73 crore rupees have been paid to our farmers mm-hmm. against a premium paid by them of rupees 33,000 crores. And in the year 23-24, we were able to insure more than 4 crore farmers for the first time, which is a big achievement for us. More than 600 lakh hectares of crop area has been insured. And at present, 23 states and union territories are implementing this scheme. Mm-hmm. And 18th crop season is running. We have been able to cover more than 100 crops across various states. And overall, the contribution and the share of crop insurance in the insurance sector has also increased because of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. And there have been some very important achievements apart from the ones. And more importantly, out of the farmers covered under the scheme, around 90% of farmers belong to the small and marginal category. And the scheme has also seen many technological interventions which are useful and applicable not only to the scheme itself, but in general to the agriculture sector also. Mm-hmm. So overall, it has been a very successful journey, encouraging journey, and we look forward to achieve more achievements and touching new milestones.
It's good to know that small farmers have been benefited because 80% of farmers are small farmers. They own little land in the country. Muktananji, when in January 2025, the cabinet approved the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana and the restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 25-26. Yes. Now, what is the basic difference between the two? And is there an integration between the two schemes? Could you explain us that?
So basically, the difference between the two schemes is that they cover different kind of crops. So if we talk about the crops which are grown seasonally, for example, wheat is grown in Rabi. So the farmer sows the seeds and, you know, grows the crop, then harvest it after 3-4 months. So there is a certain limited crop cycle within which the crop is grown. So for such crops, there is a yield estimation done through crop cutting experiment or under the PMFBY through technology also. Mm-hmm. So there is a possibility of estimation of yield for these crops like wheat, paddy, maize, black gram, green gram. There are many of them. All these crops are covered under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Whereas there are certain crops which don't fall under this category. For example, horticultural crops, apple, mango, they are not grown seasonally. They are kind of perennial. So yes, for those crops, it is not possible to have a historical yield data. So that's where the weather-based crop insurance scheme comes into picture. We monitor the weather parameters for these crops and then calculate the losses which have occurred. So if a farmer grows mango or apple or some vegetables, then those farmers will be covered under the weather-based crop insurance scheme. So the purpose of WBCIS is to expand the ambit of the overall crop insurance so that not only the traditional crop insurance for the major crops, but also for the horticulture crops, they can also be covered, though with a different methodology. Mm-hmm. But yes, we have to reach out to all the farmers which are growing various kind of crops.
Mr. Das, here I would like to talk to you about this. When we talk about the losses due to natural calamities, are we also covering the post-harvest losses, which may happen sometimes?
There is something called crop cutting experiment. Now we are using a lot of technology to assess the crop. On the basis of that, farmers file the claim in case of damage to the crop. So that lead to the claim settlement and those kind of factors. So the government has been using a lot of technology to assess that crop cutting experiment. Use of drone, use of other technology, which is also used during the after the post-harvest as well to assess the crop loss essentially. So that's farmers is completely covered for any kind of losses occurred due to climate changes. Crop business cover that as well.
Mr. Agarwal, time and again, we are now talking about technology. Now, this is a new India where farmers' lands are being demarcated through the Swamitva scheme. Not only they are being demarcated, they're also being documented and digitized, which hadn't been done so far since 1947. We are also now using drone technology and satellite imagery. So all this technology, is it helping us to implement this Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana better?
Yes, of course. In fact, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana has been an instrument to infuse many technological interventions in the entire agricultural sector.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, to mention that there has been a portal, National Crop Insurance Portal, which is accessible to all. And this portal actually covers all the activities under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, starting from the enrollment of farmer. The farmers can get themselves enrolled for insurance purpose on the portal. Then the uploading of the yield data by the states, then calculation of claims by the insurance companies, then payment of claims. So the entire cycle of crop insurance is covered on one single portal, which is National Crop Insurance Portal. That is one aspect of the technology being used. Apart from this, under Fasal Bima Yojana, we have launched a yield estimation system based on technology. It provides an alternative solution to the yield estimation, which is traditionally done by the crop cutting experiments. We also do crop cutting experiments under the scheme, but because it is vulnerable and prone to many moral hazards, we have introduced yield estimation system based on technology. More than pilots were conducted in more than 100 districts in 2021, 22 during those years. And then some models have been developed, AI ML model, artificial intelligence, machine learning based models, semi-physical models, crop health index based models, and states can adopt those models to arrive at the yield data, and then there will be a blend of the yield data which we get from the yield estimation system based on technology and crop cutting experiment, so that it can give us a better and reliable yield data. Apart from this, a network of automatic rain gauges and automatic weather stations is being established throughout the country under an initiative called WINDS, Weather Information Network Data System. And all that data will flow into the WINDS portal, and we will be getting authentic real-time weather data for various purposes this data can be used. So these are, so to mention, only some of the initiatives, but Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana has been very technology intensive, and it has encouraged, promoted the use of various technologies, whether it is remote sensing, whether it is AIML, whether it is weather information network. And we also, in coming days also, because in the recently approved cabinet note, the government has made provision for a fund, mm-hmm. a separate fund for innovation and technology. So using that fund, in future, we will be taking up more technological interventions.
And Mr. Agarwal, is there a time frame which has been set so that the claims of crop insurance are settled and the farmer doesn't get into a debt trap?
Yes, of course. So there is a seasonality discipline which has been prescribed for the entire activity. So starting from the cutoff date for enrollment for the farmer, for every activity, there is a strict timeline which has been prescribed in the guidelines. And those timelines have to be followed by the all the stakeholders, whether it is farmers for the purpose of enrollment, then for carrying out the crop cutting experiments in the field by the state, uploading the data, then the claim generation, if there is a dispute to be raised by the insurance companies, then finally for the claim generation, claim calculation and payment of claims. Yes, there is a prescribed timeline for every activity. It is called seasonality discipline. It has to be followed so that timely payment of claims into the accounts of farmers can be ensured. Plus, additionally, recently we have made provision of putting penalty on the insurance companies if there is a unreasonable delay in payment of claims. So beyond 21 days, if the claim has been generated on the portal and it is not paid into the accounts of farmers, then there is a provision of penalty also to ensure that the timelines are followed.
In the same breath, we should talk about the Soil Health Card Scheme. Mr. Das, the Soil Health Card Scheme was introduced by the Prime Minister on the 19th of February 2015 in Rajasthan. Now, the Soil Health Card provides information to farmers on nutrient status of the soil so that they know in which nutrient the soil is deficient and what kind of external input they need. How would you explain this, the success and the features of the Soil Health Card? Mr. Das.
Since its launch in 2015, under a soil health card, the 15 parameters are tested by the local authorities. Parameters like acidic or not, soil lifted or not. So this parameter, basically, two times the soil testing is done, Kharif and Rabi. And it's done in the local laboratory. They have set up a lot of local laboratories to test soils. And this is done under the coordination with the State Agricultural Department, as well as the Krishi Vigyan Kendra, and with the Ministry of Agriculture, essentially the nodal agency to do that. And this helps almost like close to 25, 24 crore soil health cards have been issued so far. They also use a lot of technology to assess the soil health and all. So soil health is a very critical factor in the entire agriculture system, because without the soil health, you cannot go ahead with the productivity increase.
Exactly.
Because we need to treat the soil, because soil health degenerates. If you do agriculture, obviously soil health is impacted.
Absolutely.
To restore the soil, to regenerate the soil health card is a very vital document which helps farmers to take an informed decision to what kind of fertilizer the person will use and at what proportion, essentially. So this is a very critical document, like land holding of a farmers. Similar soil health card is also it's a dynamic. It keeps on changing with every season. So soil card is a vital information for the farmers, which help him, the person, to use fertilizer, pesticide in a proportionately.
Exactly. So this knowledge is extremely important to the farmer. Mr. Agarwal, briefly, I would like to ask you, India is a very diverse country, so many languages, so many dialects. How do you ensure that every farmer in every region has access to this knowledge about the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana? Is the portal in many languages? How have you implemented it in ensuring that the diversity is respected and has access to farmers?
First of all, the scheme is being implemented by the states.
Mm-hmm.
Know that. And because the states are generally, they do their work, entire work in their local languages. So yes, the government of India formulates the guidelines and assist the states, and overall monitoring of the scheme is done by government of India, but the actual execution is done by the states. And because it is done by the states, many activities are taken up and executed by the states in their own languages, which is the right way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the portal is available in multiple languages. We also try to, whatever portal or app we develop, we try to develop it in multiple languages so that our reach and outreach is maximum across the states to all kinds of farmers speaking different languages belonging to different states. And apart from that, also our IC activities and all the publicity activities we carry out in multiple languages, the advertisements, the TV jingles, all of them we try to translate and make them available in the local language for the respective states.
It's time to wind up. Thank you, Mr. Agarwal and Mr. Das, for updating us on the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana and the Soil Health Card Scheme that the government has introduced.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on role of Fasal Bima Yojana and Soil Health Card in agricultural security and productivity. The participants were Muktanand Agarwal, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, and Sandeep Das, Senior Journalist. Moderator was Lalima Anija Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.